Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Daniel Knowles, international correspondent for The Economist magazine, writing about conspiracy theories, conspiracy in the news, conspiracy damaging to politics, conspiracy upsetting people around the world. Daniel apprises us that in London and in Africa and in Europe, there are conspiracy theories that are peculiar, but at the same time useful to those who spread them. I begin by telling the story of a conspiracy theory that was a science fiction story once upon a time. In my youth, it was entitled Soylent Green. It starred Charlton Heston, Edward G. Robinson, his last movie. Joseph Cotton was the villain. And the theory was straightforward. Charlton Heston playing a New York City cop. The year is 2022. There's been a climate catastrophe, and the world is divided between the super rich behind walls and guards and everyone else who is running out of food and lives in horrible conditions. Charlton Heston is a New York City Police Department officer who lives as best he can in pursuit of criminals, but then again he lives with Edward G. Robinson, their suite mates, and Robinson remembers the time when there was real food and real air and real sunlight. Charlton Heston believes that he's sentimental until he hears a conspiracy about something new that's coming to be distributed in community kitchens called Soylent Green. That's the title of the movie. It's from a science fiction short story. Not to ruin it, but I must. Soylent Green is the food that Charlton Heston hears might be something illicit, might be something irregular. He discovers through dealing with Joseph Cotton, the rich man, and other events that Soylent Green is people. That's right. What they're doing is manufacturing food for people out of deceased people. It's 2022, and at the time, in the 1970s, it was decried as unrealistic and impossible. However, Daniel, I tell this lengthy story to remind all of us that sometimes conspiracy theories resemble Hollywood scripts, and sometimes they resemble science fiction stories. You, for example, give me the name of a man, David Icke, who has a theory that he spreads routinely in Britain. What is his theory, Daniel? Good day to you.
So David Icke has a lot of theories, but I think the one that is sort of most known because it's so wacky is this idea that essentially everybody in power, every kind of body from the Queen of England to President of the United States to, you know, anybody of any significance is essentially a lizard in a human costume. And he thinks these lizards are called archons, and they kind of secretly control everything. They're sort of space alien lizards who control everything.
And that theory he's held for some time. And has it made him popular? Is he a popular figure? Does he spread it on YouTube? How does he convey his theory, Daniel?
So David Icke has been going since the early 1990s. I think he was a sports reporter before he started writing these books. And his books have been selling for a while. But this past couple of years, the pandemic, I think, has given him kind of a new life. He was on YouTube. I think he may have been kicked off, but he's been at lots of rallies in London and other parts of the UK, kind of talking about how the coronavirus is all part of this kind of overarching plot against, you know, ordinary people. So he's been around in the UK for a long time as a kind of noted conspiracy theory, but he seems to have reappeared quite recently because of the pandemic.
I can only guess that as we now resemble Soylent Green's conditions, climate catastrophe, the division between the rich and the poor, and running out of food or adequate food during a pandemic, I can only guess that 50 years from now, David Icke will not be vindicated by revealing that lizard people rule the earth. However, you point to a larger story here about conspiracy theories and how social media is dealing with it. What purpose do conspiracy theories provide for Europe, for Africa, for Asia, for the United States? How do they serve, Daniel?
So having been kind of writing about this, we've noticed in Europe recently, and obviously, you guys in America too, this proliferation of conspiracy theories, it seems, whether it's QAnon or whether it's this kind of idea of a plan to replace our populations, or in France, they have these kind of theories, again, about the coronavirus being part of the kind of capitalist plot to control everybody. I used to be based in Kenya and cover Africa. And I sort of went to Congo, which is a place, Democratic Republic of Congo, where there are a huge number of conspiracy theories too. Because my kind of big theory about what drives conspiracy theories is that they are not just kind of wacky ideas. They're also a kind of form of political propaganda. And in Congo, you can see how they kind of spread from the very top by politicians, rather than just kind of wacko authors like David Icke. And I think, what has been happening in Europe, in parts of Europe and in America recently too, is that sort of conspiracy thinking has been kind of getting more into the political mainstream. And as people have sort of been losing faith in politicians, they've been losing faith in government, and as we've had a kind of growth in inequality, you have a market for that kind of thinking too. And so people spread these ideas because they can make them more popular, it can help them kind of pursue their political ends, and people believe them because it feels true.
And we're a long way from just being able to stand on a soapbox in a park and broadcast your theory if you can shout loud enough and the weather is not inclement. We're in social media where you can spread your theory around the world. I can guess that Soylent Green would probably find an audience today. They're eating people. That's how we eat. The harvest is off in Brazil and way in Russia. So what next? Now, what is social media doing about this, and is it regarded as effective?
Well, I think, reading back in the history, I think any kind of new media has created conspiracy theories. In the sort of 16th century, the printing press, you had the mass sales of books about kind of hunting witches. And what we have now is this new media that is not really controlled and that people don't know how to handle it. They haven't kind of developed the way of telling what's true or what's not, and stuff spreads incredibly quickly. So people like, where David Icke is a guy who used to write books, but I mean now kind of anybody who has these theories can have a YouTube channel. And, my research, I met multiple kind of people who just have developed whole little, almost mini businesses, kind of trying to explain the world on YouTube or on other platforms, on Reddit, on Twitch. There's this kind of market for it, and you can get out and reach an audience in a way you never could when you were kind of gatekeepers. And Facebook as well, is a huge kind of spread of these things, the ability to, and I think technology companies are kind of trying to catch up with this. Facebook has 15,000 moderators. It's kind of put rules on how you can forward stuff on WhatsApp, that kind of thing, to try and stop the spread. But it's tricky because anybody can kind of go on the internet and start telling these ideas, and there's an audience for it now.
Daniel Knowles is an international correspondent for The Economist magazine. There's no payoff here. There's no way that we can suggest that it can be stopped. You just have to be aware of the fact that if it sounds too good to be weird, it is. It is weird. And that the plots of science fiction movies can turn up on social media. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.